Valer, welcome to the Commerce Talks podcast. We've met at the Shop Talks conference in Barcelona, and we wanted to record a podcast on site, but there were so many interesting things to discover that we had to postpone into this format here. But the things you've told me already in our very short conversation in Barcelona were so interesting that we definitely should talk about, like, the Balkan e-commerce opportunity. Please introduce yourself and the Balkan e-commerce association.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I think for true, at this moment, there is a very interesting topic in Balkan. I represent Balkan E-commerce Alliance, which is a new alliance from all the e-commerce associations that are in the region. I am also a founder and the CEO for 10 years now in an e-commerce company in Albania. And I really understand the market in all the perspective now that I am part of the association. What we see now, it's something very unique. After I have been seeing all the market in Germany or in Italy or in United States, I have seen that Balkan is in the process, but it's in the beginning, in the early stages. So everything that is happening to Germany before 10 to 20 years, it's happening now in Balkan. And it's like predicting the future. But also at this stage, Balkan, it's opening his borders and his mindset to enter EU. It's like an alliance for every country to enter the EU. So now it's a chance to start talking about business in Balkan.
Okay, you're pretty well aware what are the Balkan borders, but for many people who only know from the vacation destinations like Greece and Italy, can you give us like a bit more like numbers and like border definitions? So what kind of countries are involved in your Western Balkan description? How many people are living there? What's the e-commerce revenue?
Yeah, so Western Balkan is the only part of Europe that it's not entering yet in European Union, except Ukraine and Moldova, which is in the other side of the Europe. And in this region, there are Albania, which is in border with Greece, and Macedonia, which is again in border with Greece, and then Bulgaria. And then is Serbia, which is in border with Bulgaria, Hungary, and Croatia. And then Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Montenegro, which are very small country, very fragmentized market. It's all of us are much smaller than Germany. It's like Hungary, maybe even smaller than that. And until this moment, no one was willing to enter all the market in the same time. Everyone was aiming for one market because we have different language, different currencies. Almost every one of us has different currencies, except Kosovo, which has euro. Everyone has some local currencies, which is different from each other. And even different alphabet from sometimes. So it's the most complex region, but it's yet inside European Union. It's in the Mediterranean Sea. And it's a very strategic place where Roman Empire, old Greek Empire have been always in this region. At this stage, it was like for 100 years, we were just fighting with each other. But now for the first time, it's like 15 years without a fight. So it's time to unite this region, and it's becoming. It's still small with population. Serbia is the biggest one, with more than 6 million population, then Bosnia with more than 3, and then Kosovo, Macedonia, and Albania, it's like 2 to 3 million, and then Montenegro, it's less than 1 million in population. But overall, the market in e-commerce, for example, is more than 3 billion euro, and the beauty of this part is that no company has more than 30 million euro of revenue. So no one has more than 1% of the overall market, which does not make sense. And it will change very fast. And now this is what we are seeing. Some company are starting to try to dominate this region. And it will happen in the next 5 years. For sure, someone will have the dominance on each of the sectors, not just e-commerce.
So what is then like the average e-commerce experience of the local customers? So the rest of Europe is pretty much spoiled by Amazon services, right? Next day delivery, yeah. huge selection, leading prices, and then you have country by country, a couple of like leading online players that like follow close behind, like Zalando, Otto in Germany, others like in France, Bol.com in the Netherlands. So how is it if you're like buying something in Tirana, in Albania, you're not going to Amazon.Albanian top level domain? Yeah. So how do you shop?
So that's the beauty, because almost no one like this gigant e-commerce, and even local, is dominating the region. Now it's just starting for some local and some regional player to start having a good presence in the market. But until 3 years or 4 years ago, almost no one can say where to buy and who is the most dominant player. Now there are local players, for example, in the food delivery, there are in all the countries some local players that are doing very well in food apps like Wolt, which is also coming in Albania, but no other big player are coming yet. In the e-commerce like Amazon, there is no huge player. There are some players like Aladini, which is in Albania, Ananas, which is in Serbia, and is going to Macedonia and Bosnia this year. Also Shopster, some player in Serbia. But yet they don't have huge percentage of the local market. Imagine to the regional landscape. So these players are now aiming for the regional, because the local it's almost no importance to dominate, because it's so small. And the regional, there is a very good intention on that, because it's big compared to the local one, but also it's a good opportunity to be the one that unite this market, because this will happen in the future, and every country is aiming to enter Europe Union, and it's like it's in a process that it will happen in the next 5 to 10 years.
But let's do some like strategizing around it. Let's say you're getting like $100 million to invest like in a e-commerce platform. What are the economies of scale in this kind of market? Because you said different languages, different alphabets, different currencies. So you still would need to invest into infrastructure, warehouses, delivery trucks in a very complicated region. So I've been to Croatia only once, but it's very fragmented, very small cities, small towns. Obviously, they have a couple of like bigger ones, but it's like to serve such a country, like a lot of capex is needed, warehouses, trucks, infrastructure to build it. So what is in your mind? So where do you believe this consolidation will take place?
So this consolidation is not on the retail, not only on the retail side, but also on the distribution side, because since it's a small region and it's a small countries, no distributor is good enough to maintain their position in the country. So for the e-commerce player, if we imagine someone has 10% of the market share of the e-commerce, they can also start aiming for the distribution side, because since the market is small, the distributor don't have the right amount of SKU in their portfolio. They don't have the right amount of quantity. So someone that is aiming for the region, it has a very easy way of dominating also the distribution part. And if they start having the distribution part and the retail part, then they can aim for the European Union site with private label brands, because they will test in the lower cost possible in this region, and then they can amplify these private label brands in European Union. And I know a lot of people who are already doing this from China or from other country in European Union, private label sales in Amazon and in Zalando and all the rest. But if they have a market where they can play with these brands, where they can test the quality, they can test the features, then it's a good formula to penetrate all the European Union, and why not scale up after that. Because the logistic, it seems like it's too expensive, but it's not so expensive. So with 1,000 packages per day, you can have your own fleet in Albania and can dominate that market with a delivery company, which is.
But why isn't anybody doing it yet? As you said, so this whole consolidation play happened in the Western European markets like 10, 15 years ago. And people are not stupid, obviously, and money is not stupid. So it's going to find a way into those countries. Why hasn't this happened so far?
Yeah, that's the beauty of this moment that we live now. Because until now, until some years before, it was not unclear unclear if this region will be united or not. Because as I told you, we have more than 100 years of just fighting, one with each other, and then we go with another round with someone else. So until some years before, when we started some political initiative like. Western Balkan Alliance or this kind of initiative from European Union, until several years before, it was very difficult for someone in Albania think that they can do business in Serbia or in North Macedonia, or someone in North Macedonia think that they can do business in Albania. And the distributor were like local conservator way of thinking business person. So they thought only about their country and their possibility. They didn't aim for bigger. Now the young people have come in place and they know that the international market is something that can be achieved. It's not anymore not possible like the old entrepreneurs thought in this region. And with this thing, with the internet that is becoming more and more open, with the political side that is aiming to enter European Union, and CEFTA is doing different things to unite this region, like for example roaming. Now we don't have any more roaming in each other country, and now it's going with the commission, bank commission. So we will not have bank commission anymore in the next year or two with each other. So this political, this technological, and this mindset that is coming in this region, it's making people believe that it will happen, and initiatives are starting to happen. So different initiatives have happened and have been successful. So for example, electronic chain like Neptune from Albania, I have been working with them, open in Montenegro, in Kosovo, in North Macedonia, and in Bosnia, have been very successful. So now they are understanding the economy of scale, which is totally different perspective from just a local market like it was in Albania before. And with this kind of business happening more and more, e-commerce is the one that have the lowest cost to penetrate, because they just need a warehouse and just need to have some delivery company fulfill their order, and they can unite the market. So this is happening with Ananas, which has a lot of money to go in each of the country of the Western Balkan. So it's logical that the next thing it will be like this. We need to have the process that everyone had before in European Union, but now it's the time that can be fulfilled.
The Chinese platforms, Temu and Shein, coming into this market aggressively, because that's what we're seeing now worldwide with these vendors from China, that they're even outperforming Amazon when it comes to go-to-market strategies. So are people buying on Temu already in Tirana?
Yeah, they are buying, but it's more than 90% buying from local, because the return policy is so difficult for Albanians. So since the logistic for coming the product is difficult, and it did a lot of time to come here, 30 to 40 days, then the return is almost impossible. So we cannot return a product in China. Even why sometimes they just refund without asking for the product back, but the people are afraid of that. So that it's not happening as it should happen in Germany or in other countries in European Union, because they don't have warehouses in Albania. Maybe they have some warehouses to have faster delivery in European Union, but that does not apply to Western Balkan, because we are not in European Union. So it complicates things with Amazon, with Temu, with AliExpress, with every other player that is not in the region. So it's not happening, and the local are growing, And if you have a local presence, then it can be very easy to all the region, because then within us, it's much easier than from outside.
But you've said you're not only founding member of this of the e-commerce association, but also like running your own e-commerce business. So it must be golden times then for you, right?
Yeah, I have entered the market in 2012, and at that moment, no one understood me what I was talking about in Albania. So I was talking about e-commerce, and no one understood me for true. So I was lying to them. I was telling, I have a traditional retailer, so please, can you give me the product at that moment? Now things are changing, and that's why I'm not giving up on that effort, even why it's so difficult, and even why at the beginning it was like fighting with everyone and trying to make everyone aware of this situation. Now it's much easier, and I know that three companies will dominate this region in the next 5 years. That's why I'm keep trying to do that, but at this moment I am not anymore the CEO. I am just a board member, because after 10 years I think that there are even bigger things for me to do as a CEO, as a full-time person.
And you have said like biggest companies in the region are doing like 20, 30 million in revenue. So nobody's like aggregating more share than like 1% for the region. So you've seen many other e-commerce companies, because you're traveling around not only at Shop Talk, but only at other e-commerce conferences. So 30 million euro companies, that was big 15 years ago in Germany. Like having like a 30 million e-commerce company, you would have been like one of the keynote speakers at an e-commerce conference. Today, you are just qualifying as a listener. So is this structurally comparable? So are you using similar technology, strategy? Is online marketing like the same game like it is today in Europe? Are other search providers kind of dominating there? Do you have like your local version of Magento? So give us more insights.
So the beauty of our market is that the user, it's ready. And it's like the same user as in is in Germany. So they are using internet the same way as everyone is using, but they have much more lower expectation. So when I talk with someone from Zalando, they told me that it's 40% the return rate. Here in the Western Balkan, it's 3% return rate. So people are even not willing to return or to have this this kind of need, because it's yet in the early stages. But in the other side, the investment in the platform are not the same as you can have in Germany or in other part of the world. But now what's happening is, like with a platform like Shopify, there is no need for in such a huge investment to have the fundamentals of a good e-commerce site. So now people with ChatGPT and other tools that we have, there is no need anymore to have so expensive and intensive capital investment way of thinking in e-commerce. So it's like, it's the moment to innovate a new formula. So you have 30 million euro of revenue, but you don't have the same cost structure. So this is the place. But in the other side, the content that is used in Albania, so we are in the Western Balkans, some of the people that use more social media than everywhere else in European Union, and maybe even broader than that. So in that context, the content that is being used from social media and for live streaming, it's much better in quality than European Union or in Germany. So we have differences. In the technology side, we are not so near to European Union. But in the other side, to the marketing level, we are even better than European Union, because that's the only thing that it's making company in Albania or in Western Balkan acquire customers. And there is something in this region that it's very relevant to our topic, because in Albania or in Kosovo or in Macedonia, there have been for 10 years a lot of call centers that were working for Germany company, for Italy company, for Spanish company, and they were speaking that language. So we have a lot of people in this country that speak very good different language of European Union. So the formula that I told you before, if you have a presence here and if you have a team here, you can start making very good quality marketing for the rest of European Union, because you have the people, you have the labor cost, which is very much cheaper than the rest of European Union. So there is a kind of strategy alliance if you are here in this market at this moment.
Okay, that sounds interesting. But if you're like, if you're holding your annual e-commerce conference and like all this 10 million e-commerce companies meeting there, what is kind of the biggest bottleneck for them to grow? What are you working towards in order to become like the next Amazon, for example?
Yeah, this is the first point that I told you, that the distribution part is very bad here. So all the bottleneck that we have is in the partnership that we have with the distributor, because they don't have data, they are not digitalized. So I have more than 500 distributors in Albania, and I can tell you that 400 of them update the product by WhatsApp. So this is
let's stick with like one customer journey just to understand it. So let's assume out of Tirana you want to ship something to a city in Montenegro, let's say.
Yeah.
So and you're saying there's no DHL infrastructure, which where every address is kind of stored and where kind of the shipping price is set. It's more like a manual process to reach out to somebody in Montenegro saying, okay, I want to ship to this person here at the Montenegro coast. Give me a price. Or how is it working?
Yeah, so we have collaboration with each country, some delivery company, private delivery company, and locally this last mile delivery company are very good, because a country like Kosovo or Montenegro is very small. So one company with a small fleet of cars and drivers can fulfill within the day every order to Montenegro or to Kosovo. But the difficult part is to have the right amount of volume. So we will ship our own truck to Montenegro before we start the delivery, because we need to do the customer clearance. If that is not done, then it's very difficult and it's very expensive. But if we do by
because it's not kind of a Schengen area, so regardless where you are shipping, you have like a very complicated inbound process, like taxation, customs, all this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So if this company have a legal entity in each of the country, then that's very, very easy, because a car going from Tirana to Podgorica, it's very cheap. So our own car can go very, very easily in Podgorica. And if we have our own company to make all the custom clearance procedure, then also that is very cheap. But if you pay someone else to do this, that's very expensive. And you don't need entity in Montenegro. So you can do all this process inside a delivery company. You just need your own legal entity to do the papers from Albania. And you can do these papers in all the Western Balkan city without having people in this city. But you need this legal entity and you need the volume to maintain this structural cost. If you do this, then that's very easy, even for returns or for cash on delivery payment or for delivery way option, which is the way how it's working in Western Balkan. For example, more than 90% of payment are on cash. And Zara came here before 4 years, I think, and it started with cash on delivery, but they... it seems like they don't know how to manage that, and they have stopped doing cash on delivery anymore. They start charging cash on delivery before 2 years, then still that was not working, so now they are stopped doing cash on delivery. But since Zara is an exclusive product, they can still sell. But if it's something else, like Amazon or like multi-category store, that you have the same product that you have in some other places, you cannot work without cash on delivery.
Why is cash on delivery such a big thing? I remember it was a big thing in Germany. This is like 20 years ago. Right now, everybody's like on PayPal, debit card.
Yeah.
There
are several reasons. For example, now the credit card, the loans that this country give, it's very low, so we are not very tolerant on risk. Like, our banks are not very tolerant, so they don't give you a credit card like very easily. So you need to fulfill a lot of criteria to have a credit card to buy. This is the first part. But the second, there are a lot of payment options like digital wallets that are entering in the market, but for them there is a problem. So it's not working open banking still in this region. Albania is trying to have that and have a law to fulfill that, but still not working. This is the first one, which is digitalized bank service. And the second is that there is a lot of gray money. So there is a lot of money that is not declared from where it comes. And it came for a lot of areas. So for example, there are immigrants that work in Germany without paper, and they bring money here without documentation. But also are like a lot of gray or black money in Albania. Business do not pay taxes and this kind of thing. And there are a lot of payment done in cash. So in this situation, a lot of people use cash like very easily. If financial crisis came in the world, Albania is very safe. People have a lot of cash in the hand, so it will not be a problem here.
Okay, but it's a problem. This reminds me of we had a guest here from Jumia in the Commerce Talks a couple of years ago, I guess, and he told me that like obviously like in Nigeria and others, it's you always cash on delivery, which makes things very hard because it's an administrative nightmare. That's like one thing. And then you have a lot of like fraud issues with this stuff. So conversion rate is dropping. It's very hard to calculate conversion rate because people can still deny acceptance of the product while not paying, right? So it's kind of the whole funnel is not working, which explains a bit for me why Amazon isn't there yet. But you're saying that overall, there's a couple of like things in progress that are harmonizing these things.
Yeah.
But you are not inventing like a Western Balkan currency. You're just kind of aiming for European Union integration, right?
Yeah, yeah. So every effort that is done now, it's for going in European Union for every country that is in Western Balkan, and for this everyone aligns. So this will happen. Everyone is trying hard, and it's doing their best. But also the situation, the political situation, is that European Union don't need another area of fighting or problems in European Union, and this is a very fragile area. So we need to align, and we need to go in European Union in order to not have this kind of problems anymore.
Okay. This I understand. But overall, what is then the state of mind in the region? You've said that, and that was an interesting fact for me, that during Corona, Albania was one of the very, very few countries that didn't restrict anything. So many people came there. And this kind of started or ignited kind of a new economical growth, because many people visited Albania for the first time, I guess, and now are sticking there for holidays or for like for business. So overall, if I were to book my winter vacation, so is it now as booming as, I don't know, some Italian sites, or should I go?
This region now it's wonderful. So it's very near and very cheap to come here from European Union, first thing. And then it's very very the food is so good. So it's like better than in Greece, but cheaper in a way. So this thing is very appealing for tourists. But the other part is that everything is being building up. So it's like you enter a country and within 2 other years you don't recognize it anymore because it's been building so fast and so different area. And the other part is that you have mountain, you have sea, you have a city like Tirana with more than 1 million people inside that city, and you have Switzerland Alpes in Albania again, and they are very, very near for each other. So within a car, rented car, you can go in all the direction of tourism, and you have luxury resorts and you have very cheap resorts, so you have almost everything, but it's like exotic because it's a new thing, it's a new place to see. And that's all, but it was much faster that it was possible to maintain from Albanian local businesses. So in August you don't come because it's too crowded at this moment, and the service will not be as good as it should be because everyone was not prepared. It was unprepared. Everything is booked now, so it's very difficult to keep that pace. And people are leaving, so there is not a huge workforce in Albania at this moment. But companies are taking people from the Philippines, from Bangladesh to have this kind of service, and for the first time. The other part is that it's so safe. So I have been in all Europe, and there is no other safer place than Tirana to be at night or at day or every time of the year. There is almost nothing happening here as an unsafe as it was in all the cities that I have been in European Union.
So like even Barcelona, you say Tirana is safer than Barcelona?
Yeah, much safer. So nothing happened here. No, there is no emigration. So there is no person out of control. It's everything, we know each other. So and we respect tourists a lot because we were in communism before 30 years, and it's like the opposite of communism to have a foreigner in our city. So it's like we welcome everyone that is from outside Albania.
Interesting. So I definitely put it on a map for winter vacations down there. Okay, what's the next big thing happening for you and your e-commerce business?
So my next thing is that I will not think about a small country like Albania anymore. So I will start thinking globally. I will work from Albania and I will leverage everything that is good in Albania or in Western Balkan, but I will think globally. So my next thing is it's something that is not connected with the region, and it's connected with other technology like VR. So I'm preparing the fundamentals to have a totally new industry in my mind, and I think I have the experience to do that. So I'm hoping I start as soon as possible.
Okay, then we can catch up at the next Top Talks conference. I think they're starting planning already. Maybe we can do an update over there. Valer, thank you for your time. Thank you for bringing us a bit closer the Western Balkan region. Definitely some of the listeners have to put it on their vacation map. And I'm pretty sure Jamie, who's like post-producing the podcast, is looking into options right now. Thank you.